your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free, 800-259-9231. As we launch into hour number three of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And everyday people use America's second most popular currency to transact business in a proven, positive, peaceful, proactive, and profitable way. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop using their money. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. libertydollar.org. Let's go right into the phone calls here. Mark, pull up the numbers, the latest on Ron Paul. We'll give our listeners the update because we're doing it hourly. Because he just continues to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars on this one particular day, raising millions of dollars in just one day to add to a grand total of how much in the quarter?
Just shy of 6.45 mil.
Oh, well, he'll definitely crack 6.5, if not 7, by the end of the night.
Yeah, I'm 6.5 is pretty much a given by the end of the show.
Yeah.
I'm curious as to whether or not they're going to make 7 by the end of the night.
It's doable. I mean, they pulled 500,000 in the first 6 hours of the overnight. And everybody's up right now, so
yeah.
I don't see why. I mean, I haven't sent any money in yet. So
I went to RonPaul2008.com as we were discussing during the break, and what's neat is not only do they update the information every few minutes about the donations, but also they put names down of the people if they choose to have their names identified in their locations.
I don't think that they get a choice. You're donating to the president. Your name's identified.
Well, I don't know if they, you know, I'm not sure how it works, but now they're up to 6.455 million. But it is neat because I keep looking and seeing whether or not I might recognize somebody. You know,
odds are against it because there are a lot of people donating to Ron Paul. These aren't just the libertarian core.
Yeah.
These are your average Americans that are, you know, stumbling onto Ron Paul from whatever message or outreach it was that they stumbled onto him from and getting excited and doing something. I think the average contribution to the Ron Paul campaign is $40. So there's no big money behind this campaign. He doesn't even accept corporation contributions. Let's continue with the phone calls and talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeremy.
Is me okay?
We've got you. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just thinking about how we know the system's rigged to screw us. You know, even in Ron Paul Jones, I mean, I've donated my money and everything, but I just want people to know not to lose heart. Just this could be the beginning of a battle. We know how the system's rigged and how they can, like George Bush used his brother, Jeb Bush, down in Florida, recount votes so that he could get in there and win. They can manipulate this thing into 1,000 different reasons. And so but like you were saying earlier, Ian, this is a revolution, and the top of the we're on top of it, you know, and we're donating our money, and
it
we're doing what's right.
It had to start sometime, and I think you're right. I mean, this is the very tip of the iceberg as far as what this could possibly turn into, this meaning the Ron Paul campaign. We had that call earlier that asked, well, what's going to happen if Ron Paul doesn't make it? What's going to happen to all these supporters? I think that we should take the optimistic approach.
That's what I say. Don't give up. It could be the beginning of the fight.
Absolutely, yeah, Jeremy. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. What are you grinning about, Mark?
No, I was just thinking to myself, I loved Jeremy in Northern Exposures.
Never saw it. Let's talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, boys.
Hey.
Thank you so much for what you're doing for Ron. And anyways, I'm doing right now, I'm calling TV stations, you know, local news stations, and they said that they want to, you know, interview the presidential candidates. So I've already got one in Jacksonville and getting another one down in Gainesville in Orlando. But anyway, I called Jim, let him know, and we need people to call their local news stations and see if
That's
they'd be willing,
idea.
You know.
Yeah.
This will help immensely.
Paula, that might be your best idea ever. Thanks for the call. We're going to end it there. 800-259 before you get into the crazy stuff. 800-259-9231.
She just thinks different about some things than you do.
That's true. But no, that's a fine idea because news directors and people that editors or at newspapers, they're always looking for a story. And why not just throw one in their lap?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, if you're doing something to support Ron Paul in your local neighborhood,
that's even better.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people have gotten them, unfortunately, for the government trying to get them to take the signs off their lawn.
Right.
You know, it could be a variety of things. You could think of different ways. I'm sure that the rebel revolution or whatever with the Wookiee waving here probably got a
Ron Paul Rebel Alliance.
Yes, the Ron Paul Rebel Alliance. I'm sure they got some news somewhere. And you know, just those kind of things can get you some local attention, therefore Ron Paul some local attention.
That is a fine idea. 800-259-9231 to Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, what's
this
on your
mind? A great night, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. It's exciting.
You know, I just want to make 2 points. You know, I have felt you know, all my adult life as if I'm a non-entity. I'm marginalized. And, you know, my views don't count. You know, they won't even allow these kind of views, you know, in the past to actually be discussed.
They get no play.
Mm. You know, I feel like the money that Ron Paul's raising is sending a message of, you know, we shall not be marginalized anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and they're still trying their darndest. I mean, I just saw the interview that he did with, I think it was CNN over, I think, Sunday night. Soledad, I think, was the woman's name that that interviewed him.
Soledad.
Yeah. And she essentially called Ron Paul a flake on the air, and he countered it right back by saying, well, what I think's flaky is the U.S. government's monetary policy, printing money from thin air. I think all these other politicians are flaky. And he did a really great job of turning around what was basically an ad hominem attack into making his point.
Well, you know, there again, you know, we are so steeped in this kind of non-thought that, you know, passes for the media and everything. It's just unbelievable. But certainly he's making a difference. Hey, there's one other thing I want to draw you guys' attention to.
Yeah.
Are you guys aware of something called H.R. 1955? It's a Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has been described as some sort of chill on the freedom of speech.
Well, I just want to quote chapter and verse, just real short, one sentence, where it defines violent radicalizations.
Okay.
This term means the process of adopting or promoting an extremist belief system for the purpose of facilitating ideological-based violence to advance political, religious, or social change.
Yeah,
I guess it does mention violence there, so I guess
it does mention violence. So that's why we don't qualify, because we don't promote violence.
Oh, absolutely.
But right. And no, still, nonetheless, they are moving in a direction towards more and more control over speech. Whether or not this is their, the ultimate ends, I don't think it is. But they certainly, you know, they get free speech zones now when the president goes out and speaks. And there's certainly a lot of ways where speech just, well, isn't as free as it used to be.
True. Hey, if I may, just one more thing.
You
guys have a great show, and I do really enjoy Monday nights. Gardner, you're really good.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you,
really
Ed. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So as we continue to cover the Ron Paul campaign, I think it's good to be optimistic.
Yeah.
I think that what we've seen here is sort of an awakening.
Go ahead, Aaron. Sorry.
Well, where people who were feeling like Ed, that had felt completely out in the cold, like, oh, you know, there's no one cares what we think.
Yeah.
No one's talking about
our
issues.
Nothing is ever going to happen.
No one's talking about our viewpoint. The system's rigged. We can't even get in. Now, all of a sudden, this Ron Paul comes along, and he's energizing people. He's taking people like Ed and, you know, flipping their activist switch on again and getting them out there to get out there and do things and come up with original ideas and innovate. And that's what we're seeing with this campaign. And I think that even if Ron Paul doesn't make it through the primary, I think that a lot of those activists are hopefully going to keep their switches turned on, and they're going to keep cranking out new ideas, and they're going to keep maybe get involved and run their own local candidacies. Who knows? I'm going to stay positive about that, because this is completely different than whatever has come before. The best libertarian campaign couldn't even come close to this.
That's an excellent point. You know, that feeling of marginalization that was mentioned earlier is something that we've all felt in one way or another, whether it was during high school, college, just on our own, at work, any place, listening to talk radio. I would love to see what the college campuses look like tomorrow after all this happens. And all those people, there are factions out there now that didn't exist when I was going to the punk clubs at BU. And I felt pretty alone. This is awesome.
The colleges, I mean, when Ron Paul speaks at colleges, hundreds of students turn out, which, well, we'll talk about colleges in a moment. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, water. We sail on it and wash with it. And in cars, it belongs in the radiator. But H2O in tires is dangerous. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Water's just great in mountain streams, but when it sneaks into tires, the danger's crystal clear. Water and the dirt it carries can warp the inside of your tires. Here's how it gets in. Moisture collects in air pump compressors. When tire valves connect with pump valves, this unwanted water piggybacks right into your tire. To prevent this unwelcome hitchhiker, jiggle the pump valve and release some air. If you get soggy, ease on down to the next watering hole. I mean, service station. I'm Bobby Likas. Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. So enjoy those on us, including updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, go get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money or the credit to buy one? MyPCCredit.com is your answer. Finance top quality new computers, laptops, and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Talk to Scott in Winnipeg. And I said we're going to talk about college kids, but I'll get to that. Scott in Winnipeg, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I'm a little sad to report that since I'm Canadian, I can't donate any money to Ron Paul's campaign.
Just haven't gotten creative.
Well, I could lie on the thing, but it goes to my credit card. I think they checked the credit card.
What you need to do is, do you have any friends in America?
Yes, I do.
Now, I wouldn't encourage you to do this.
No,
it might be illegal for me to encourage you, but if you wanted to, you could call a friend in America and, you know, maybe cut them a check or send them a PayPal of the amount of money that you're interested in contributing, and then your friend could contribute to Ron Paul.
There you go.
Well,
that's
you'd have
idea.
To buy something from your friend, you know, in a legitimate purchase. And then your friend could, of their own volition,
right,
donate.
You could buy your, you could buy an email. You could, you know, pay your friend to send you an email back saying that he's going to donate a certain amount of money to Ron Paul.
There's that.
Well, I do have a friend with the exact same name that I do, who lives in Washington, so I could talk to him. It's like I donated.
Exactly. So was that what your concern was, that you couldn't donate? Is that why you were calling?
It was because of the November 5th. I was planning on doing it today, so I didn't check out to the rules until today, and then I saw that you had to be an American citizen, and I was like, dang, I wanted to, you know, I want this guy to, he needs his message to be out there, people to know about him, and that's how people can vote for him, if more people know about him, so money will help that.
Now, also, I'd like to point out that for any of our international listeners, and we do have quite a number of international listeners to this show, if you don't have any friends in America, or you're just too frightened, or your friends are too frightened to engage in some sort of iffy, questionable behavior like that, Free Talk Live is always happy to take any extraneous funds that you have sitting in your bank account that you know, just feel as though you really want to help spread the message of liberty with. It won't necessarily go directly to Ron Paul's campaign, but by proxy, helping Free Talk Live does help the Ron Paul campaign. Think about that.
Thank you.
You should have been a TV evangelist.
Scott, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. You know, I thought about that, Mark. I thought
I should be a TV evangelist?
Not about TV evangelism necessarily, but just about religion in general, organized religion, and how lucrative it can be. And I thought to myself, man, I am in the wrong business. Radio, it takes you 15 years to even start making decent money.
Mm-hmm.
Yet these evangelists, these religious people, you just get a few people to join your church, and then you get them to give up 10% of their income. So, you know, 10 people
and
in your church.
Tax-free.
Right. I mean,
true.
You're good to go.
And the federal government does not require preachers to participate in Social Security, which...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't think they require anybody, but I know that specifically they are exempted.
The only reason I won't go and do it is because I'm just too honest. I just can't... I couldn't bring myself to be dishonest that way, you know? An atheist posing as a preacher just so I could make some... I'm sure there are plenty of them that do it. I'm sure there are a lot of questionable preachers out there.
Isn't it interesting how it could possibly drive some people to be dishonest to try to get around the rules?
Sure.
And, you know, these are people who typically are straight and narrow, straight-laced people. But because the government sets up impediments to you being able to do what you want to do with your money... Well, you're going to have to start thinking like a criminal and come up with ways to get around the rules.
So we were talking about the Ron Paul campaign and college campuses.
Yeah.
Now, I myself haven't actually been on a college campus for a while, but when I did know some people in college and was visiting them on a somewhat regular basis, there were the occasional political event that would be held at the college. And it wouldn't necessarily be some big name politician, but... You know, just a local political debate or something like that would be held at the college campus. And because I'm a libertarian and we had candidates running, I was at some of these events.
Yeah.
So I was amazed at, and this was just, I guess, my first real introduction to politics on college campuses. And I'd always heard the college kids talking a good game about, I got to get out and get active and, save the earth, you know, and a lot of them are into that stuff. But they seemed like they were kind of the activist mold to mm-hmm. some extent, because they seemed unusually interested in politics.
They're smart. Right? They have opinions. They talk about those opinions. Of course they're involved, right?
Yeah.
There was not a single college kid in the room at the debate that I went to. There were a handful of old people, but no college kids.
Sorry. Yeah.
They don't go out and actually put the rubber to the road when it comes to doing politics. At least that's what I thought until the Ron Paul campaign. It was also based on my experience of, and I love making this analogy, the rooms of the college kids were so messy, were so filthy, so trashed, that I couldn't understand how they wanted to save the earth. Like
they want to save the environment, but their own little environment looks like crap.
Start at the home, okay? Take care of the home first, and then you can spread out, okay? And then you can tell the rest of us what to do once you can, put your dirty cans in the in the trash can. They're so into recycling, but there's just crap everywhere. Anyway.
While you mention that, I should bring up, if people get an opportunity, again, a little plug for the site, if they go to the Liberty Conspiracy, I just put a link up for this NBC halftime thing that they did. We mentioned it just to each other off the air. And I'd like to tell people, if you get a chance, you've got to see this ridiculous video. It's at YouTube now. Of the NBC football show last night during halftime, as they got green and concerned about the environment, socially conscious, and they turned off the lights in the studios and went by candlelight.
Yeah, that's silly.
That's a joke. And they were joking, right?
No, it was for real. Bob Costas is sitting there. I'm like, oh, man. It said, Bob, retire. So find out how much is in your account and get out now. And then they go live to, Iceland or someplace like that, where they have Matt Lauer standing by above the Arctic Circle next to an igloo.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You can't shoot video by candlelight.
It was like a comedy. Oh, man, it was the best.
They couldn't have actually had candlelight.
That's the thing. They must have opened up the apertures on their cameras as much as possible, but they had to have had some low light lights. In
absolutely.
The and then I they mean, had the candles going.
Knowing
and,
a little bit about TV production work, I know that you got to have lights to even make things look
that's what
so
they made
much
it look
close
like.
To normal.
Yeah.
So.
It was absolutely hilarious. And they had somebody in Antarctica. So they had somebody in the Arctic. They had somebody in Antarctic. They had to ship these people all around.
Hold on,
everybody know about saving energy.
Right, they saved energy by putting candle lights on, but then they flew two jerks to Iceland and Antarctica to show you. Well, this is something to do with global cooling or global warming or something. See these penguins, they won't have homes if you don't light candles.
So, what I love about the Ron Paul campaign is he's waking up these college kids that I didn't even know existed. Because you always think that when you think of college kids, you think liberals, a bunch of liberals, right? Well, where are the 2,000 kids coming from that showed up to see Ron Paul speak, or the 700 kids that showed up? It was 2,000 in Dearborn, Michigan.
Wow.
Where did they come from? So he's really tapping into this sort of hidden phantom mass of people that's just out there that have been waiting for this message. And it's always been my supposition that there's a massive amount of Americans that have been waiting to hear the message of liberty. It's just that no one's really been serious about it till now.
After the procedure, she's looking sexier than she ever has. More importantly, she's got that confidence that I fell in love with 15 years ago.
My wife decided on a breast procedure, and we were shocked at how little it cost. She's happy and she looks incredible.
How are women everywhere able to afford the cosmetic procedure they've been wanting for years? The board-certified surgeons managed by Doctors Say Yes have made it affordable to everyone. Liposuction, breast augmentation, tummy tucks, and more. Liposuction is one of those things you think you can never afford, but they made it possible. Now you can be the perfect you for less money than you can imagine, and financing is guaranteed, no matter what your credit looks like. Let us send you our free makeover software to help you visualize the new you and answer all your questions about the procedure you're considering. Just call the independent surgeons at Doctors Say Yes at 1-800-988-1017. 1-800-988-1017. 1-800-988-1017.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly and is now available in an all-new ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity-conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. SpyBill.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyBill.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyBill.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyBill.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyBill.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyBill.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Features include, by the way, live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both for free at freetalklive.com. And you might just own or know someone that does own a company that's struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from efficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI, see their banner at freetalklive.com.
Good guys. Just spoke with one of those guys a little while ago.
Indeed. Now, were we talking about the college thing? I don't know. I guess I'm pretty much done with that point. I'm just amazed that Ron Paul has been able to activate college kids. I've always said on this show that college kids are useless. And it turns out that no.
Maybe not so much.
Not so much.
Well, he's managed to activate quite a few people, over over $3 million collected today. One day, this is the largest amount certainly in this campaign season for a Republican to collect in one day. He's at $6.5 million for the quarter, $6.54 million for the quarter.
Now his goal for the quarter was $12 million, so he's already over halfway to the goal.
Halfway to the goal, less than halfway.
Not even halfway done. Yeah.
And all that money is going to go towards spreading the freedom philosophy in about 7/10, 8/10, 9/10 of the way I look at it, and that is just great.
Yeah, I don't see how people can say Ron Paul doesn't have a chance. He's just raised more money than any Republican has in one day during this campaign.
Yeah.
He's got probably I'm just taking a poke here, $10 million
in
the
bank. Yeah.
Excuse me, that's plenty to do advertising. He's polling well in New Hampshire. The heck, he doesn't have a chance.
Oh yeah, this
just
changes
because
everything.
The media people are saying that Rudy Giuliani and Mitt Romney. I don't,
I think they're going to start with this amount of money coming in. I think we're going to start seeing them being a little bit nicer, a little friendlier. In fact, that's one of the guys over at Stakel. I was chatting with him about it. He said, yeah, I noticed that, you mentioned Hannity was being a little bit nicer to him last time.
That as well. And yeah. I think you're going to see that, but they're also still subtly trying to jab him. So we'll see how they adjust themselves this time around. But this is unprecedented. I mean, they're going to have to address it. And you can tell they don't want to address Ron Paul. They don't want to talk about him, but they feel like they have to now because they'll look awful if they don't. Mm-hmm. And so thank goodness for public pressure.
Yes.
And people, really keeping the pressure on.
Thank goodness for the people that are donating, because that's what's making the news right now.
That is making the difference.
And Ian, I just want to thank you guys. Yeah. I'm not going to mention it on the air, but one of your listeners happens to be somebody from a website. I'm not going to mention the website either until we get this all worked out. But, I mentioned my book on the air. And this particular individual emailed me and offered to do a review for a fairly well-known website. And that is incredibly helpful.
Well, you know, Free Talk Live loves to help you out, Carter. So
Thank you. We're here for you, man.
Speaking of other libertarian personalities that are making a difference in America, John Stossel is one of those.
Sure is.
And he has a little story from RealClearPolitics.com, which otherwise is just a site populated full of neocons. So I'm not sure why John Stossel's there. But anyway, he says, I interviewed Michael Moore recently for an upcoming 2020 special on healthcare, which they've already aired. It's refreshing to interview a leftist who proudly admits he's a leftist. He told me that government should provide food care as well as health care, and that big government would work only if the right people were in charge.
Of course. That's what we've really been looking for with government all along, and all the inefficiency that it's had throughout the years,
right,
is the right people need to get in charge.
After all these decades, it's just been a matter of having the wrong folks, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And of course, you can paint with history whoever you think the right people are. Lyndon Johnson, who, I don't know, got there by having dead people vote for him, or, FDR and, his wife as co-presidents, or whatever. But, sorry, government's inefficient by its very nature.
Well,
its very nature, it doesn't incentivize people properly.
Let's see what old Michael Moore has to say to defend government here. Moore added, I watch your show and I know where you're coming from. Stossel says he knows I defend limited government, so he tried to explain why I was wrong. He began in a very revealing way. I gotta believe that even though I know you're very much for the individual determining his own destiny, you also have a heart. What a non-starter that one is.
Anybody who has a heart will not be for anybody being able to determine where their own life goes and what they do in their own life.
That's great. You also have a heart.
What a socialist.
Oh my God,
doesn't get it.
Notice his smuggled premise in the words, even though. In Moore's mind, someone who favors individual freedom doesn't care about his fellow human beings. If I have a heart, it's in spite of my belief in freedom and autonomy for everyone. Doesn't it stand to reason that someone who wants everyone to be free of tyranny does so partly because he cares about others? Wishing freedoms to one's fellow human being strikes me as a sign of benevolence, but Moore and the left don't see it that way.
Right, you could actually get more freedom for yourself by being greedy, getting into politics, making a bunch of money and having power over people.
Sure.
That's how you'd have more freedom for you. I mean, look at the President of the United States. He's got his own plane. He snaps his fingers. He flies all over the place. You can't tell me he doesn't have all kinds of freedom. He's managed to put all kinds of crony capitalism into place. He's made lots of money. He's really free. No, I want freedom for everyone, including Michael Moore and his fat, pink panty-wearing butt.
What libertarians, liberty lovers, understand is that in order to have real freedom, you have to give that freedom to other people.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the catch-22 of liberty, if you will.
Yeah.
Moore thinks respecting others' freedom means refusing to help the less fortunate, but where's the connection? All it means is that the libertarian refuses to sanction the use of physical force, which is what the government is, to help others. Peaceful methods, like voluntary charity, are the only morally consistent methods. I, for instance, this is John Stossel, give about a quarter of my income to charities because I've seen that private charity helps the needy far better than the government does. Moore followed up with a religious lesson. He said, "What the nuns told me is true. We'll be judged by how we treat the least among us, and in that order to be accepted into heaven, we're going to be asked a series of questions. When I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was homeless, did you give me shelter? And when I was sick, did you take care of me?" Now, Stossel says, "I'm not a theologian, but I do know that when people are ordered by the government to be charitable, that it's not virtuous, it is compelled."
Well, I wonder if God's going to ask Michael Moore if he stole things from people, because that's what it is when you vote for, you know, people that are going to raise taxes on other people. That's stealing. You're taking their money without asking them.
Why would anyone get into heaven because he pays taxes under threat of imprisonment? Moral action is freely chosen action.
Mm-hmm.
If Moore's goal is to help the less fortunate, he should preach voluntary charity instead of government action. Surprisingly, he did show an understanding of the importance of the libertarian philosophy to America, saying, "John, your way of thinking actually was great for this country. I mean, it helped to found the country. It even helped build us into one of the greatest nations, perhaps the greatest nation that Earth has ever seen."
But now that we have a bunch of money, we need socialists to steal it from everybody and spread it around.
Limited government, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, every man for himself, forward movement, pioneer spirit. That's why a lot of people in these other countries really admire us, because there's this American get up and go. I interrupt here to point out another smuggled premise. Did you catch that every man for himself line?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
America was never about every man for himself.
No, America's always been the, at least in the recent history, has been the most charitable country on the planet.
A free society is about voluntary communities operating through the division of labor. Libertarianism is far from every man for himself. Because remember, in the marketplace, you have to satisfy others in order to make yourself happy. You have to satisfy others to make a profit and then live comfortably.
Socialists cannot see this. They cannot see that a business could possibly do anything for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, the car you're driving around, the one that allows you to make money so that you can give it away to people or be taxed on it or whatever thing you believe in, that car was made by capitalism. That house you live in, made by capitalism.
But, you know, the other thing about the socialists is they always have, as far as they're concerned with business, they always have a laundry list of violations in their mind of what these evil businesses have been doing and, why these businesses are bad. But the fact is, the list of things that businesses do that make people happy and satisfy them is 20 million bazillion times longer. It's just that that's not newsworthy and it's not as interesting when businesses are operating correctly. More on the way. Political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control, keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs. Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product that generates deep sleep is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com or call 877-327-0365. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following 2 free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, join up and become a Free Talk Live amplifier. That's amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you want to go. You'll learn more about the program. You'll learn it stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you send in $3 a month. We take it and turn it around into more radio stations airing this show. We're not actually buying the time. That would be really, really expensive.
Yeah, sure would.
We take that money in and we advertise the program. We get stations interested. They come on board and they take, you know, maybe the Saturday show, maybe the weekday show, whatever.
Sometimes we'll buy them a satellite receiver if they need such a thing.
Right, yeah, we do buy them some equipment, and that's actually good for us because when we buy them the equipment, we can actually sign them on for a longer period of time to carry the show in order to sort of pay for the equipment over time. And really, the whole AMP program has been working out so well for us. We're on 31 stations today, and I have to say that, you know, 25 of them are probably there because of the AMP program. So,
it'd be hard to say otherwise.
And, you think about it, that's really people who are interested in spreading the word, who like the work that you guys do. And it's awesome. I was thinking about it while I was here when Mark was mentioning, you know, Lyndon Johnson and dead people voting and things like that. And I thought, you know, how much fun it is. A lot of times when you get talk radio hosts, they sit there and they just want to prove how much they know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but with you guys, it's a conversation. You're just sitting around, you're talking around the coffee table, and you invite people in. You know what I mean? Well, you've got stuff that you offer, you've got stuff that you offer, Mark, and I've got things that I offer, and the callers have things they offer.
And every day you guys do this show. Oh, it's fantastic. Exactly. Same thing with me. And that's one of the things I always think about when I'm on the air. And it's a little tricky because my producer is more of a traditional sort of neocon type guy. Mm. He's easily swayed with a lot of that stuff. But I think it's just great when you're not out to sort of, oh, let me prove to you what I know, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
It's like, you know, here, I need to offer, you know, and it's just conversation. It's great, and I can't believe the show's almost over. So
it's not just what I know. Amazing. I was talking about this. I was sending an email today. It's not just what they know. It's also who they can get on the show. Today on the Sean Hannity Show, we've got Senator So-and-so.
Oh, that
is the worst. Senator So-and-so followed by Senator So-and-so. You know, it's just like the laundry list of political name-dropping. One of the things I like to do is listen to a typical talk radio show and count the number of seconds before somebody drops a political name, before you know, Hillary Clinton's name is mentioned or something like that.
I just
find that so uninteresting.
And you know, and you're often coached to do that stuff. Get guests. Say, you know what? If I spend all that time getting guests and I'm supposed to be talking to these guests, I don't have enough time to go in depth into the subjects we'll be discussing. I'm going to look like a neophyte. I don't want to be uninformed on these things, and these people will run around me and say things that I might not be able to question. So I'll take my own sweet time, thank you. And
Absolutely.
Now, thankfully, I don't have to do that as much where I am now, which is great.
Indeed. Well, of course, the longer you go at this, the more clout you get, and the more you control you can have over your show. But the more money that comes in as the from the Amplifier program, the more stations we can cut on. It's just a fact. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com and see the way we're spending the money. You get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only chat room and forum and more. In fact, I was just, you know, as an aside, I was talking with a guy in the radio business, like one of the radio consultants. I was emailing him. He hasn't emailed me back, but I'm sure he will. And I was sharing with him an experience from over the weekend because we just got a new station on board here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from.
Excellent.
And they're on for our Saturday show. And so, you know, I know people here in Keene, obviously, and I know some of our listeners in Keene. And what was interesting to me was that our listeners that were sitting, some of our listeners were sitting at their computers at home listening on the radio. And I just thought that was the coolest thing because, yeah, you could argue it was just the novelty. Oh, their first night on the air, they're going to listen to the radio. But when we're on the air, we encourage our internet listeners. It's an active thing. We say, if there's a station in your area, please listen to them.
It's just a lot easier, too. Your computer, the downloads, it increases the bandwidth you can use and that kind of thing. So
not that much. I mean, if you're on a cable modem connection or something like that, it's not a load of bandwidth to load up our broadband stream. So, you know, the fact that one of our guys that normally listens to us on the stream was listening on his little alarm clock radio. He was talking in the AMP chat room about how he wished he had a better AM receiver so he could listen, you know, on something better than the alarm clock radio. But the fact is, he was sitting in his computer listening on the alarm clock radio when he could have been listening to the broadband stream. And so I was pointing that out to this guy, saying, you know, this is one of the other things that Free Talk Live is doing. Is one of the concerns in the radio business today is that, oh no, radio's losing all these listeners to, you know, the internet and the iPod
and the newer, younger talent that's on the internet.
Yeah. Right. And it's true, the radio people do need to be concerned about that. But the fact is, if they put shows like Free Talk Live on the air on their stations, we can turn that trend around. We can take internet listeners and turn them into radio listeners. Because I think that even though radio is a decades-old technology, I still think there's something cool. Like, there's something cool about being able to press a button and have an audio, what's essentially an audio stream, come out of this essentially box, the radio box, if you will.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's being transmitted somewhere else entirely. It's a cool thing, radio is.
All the way across the world, and you're not getting that radio signal, except it's coming through this other way. It's this digitized thing now. It's totally neat. It's
right.
Fantastic.
But radio is still cool. Even though the internet is neat and fantastic, radio itself, as old as it is still a neat technology. It's just the thing they're missing is relevant programming for certain people. And the people that we're talking about here are you.
It's a heck of a lot easier to keep a customer than it is to gain a new customer. So, you know, that's one of the reasons to carry Free Talk Live.
Well, and it is bringing new people in. You know, we're taking people from the internet and we're giving them radio stations to listen to us live on. You know, our podcast listeners can't listen live. which, of course, that's the benefit of podcasting, is that you can listen anytime, but there's still something cool about hearing the show as it happens. And that's something that our radio affiliates offer. And so I love the fact that Free Talk Live can be this sort of multi-platform, multimedia show, and that we can drive listeners back and forth between the different venues. And I just think that's really exciting, and that's something that AMP is allowing us to do, is get those stations on board. And, of course, when a new station comes on board, there's a whole bunch of new people out there that have never heard this show before that are going to start listening. And so, amp.freetalklive.com. Just the last few thoughts from John Stossel here on socialism and voluntary options versus coercion, which is sort of one of the themes of this show, is that the marketplace and voluntary solutions are more effective and also the moral thing to do as far as helping people is concerned. Whereas people like Michael Moore and other socialists, they want the government to step in. They want the government to provide the aid. They want the government services.
Right. And they believe that it's moral to force people at the point of a gun to do what they consider the right thing.
They'll never admit to pointing guns at people.
Right.
You cannot get them to admit that.
Oh, I've talked to socialists where I've gotten them to admit
really?
It, but not on the air.
Okay, because it's pretty unprecedented, at least on the air. Anyway, after acknowledging that limited government helped make America great, this is John Stossel interviewing Michael Moore, Moore went on to say, quote, "But I don't think that what you believe is what's going to allow us to survive." He means that if government doesn't assure people health care and food, that our society will disintegrate. But why would a philosophy that was good enough to build a successful society
right.
be unsuited to sustaining that society?
It makes no non sequitur.
Individual freedom with minimal government made it possible for masses of people to cooperate for their mutual advantage.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, society could be rich and peaceful. As the great economist Ludwig von Mises wrote, "What makes friendly relations between human beings possible is the higher productivity of the division of labor, a preeminent common interest. The preservation and further intensification of social cooperation becomes paramount and obliterates all essential collisions. Freedom and benevolence go hand in hand." So,
well said.
You know, the fact is that the division of labor, the idea that you can basically specialize in something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having to be a farmhand and try to grow your own crops and try to, you know, make your own clothes and try to do
everything. Make your own farm equipment.
Right. Somebody does each one of those things, and you need those people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know, me going out and, you know, putting fence posts in the ground?
I know you can't
animals?
Fix anything around the house.
Right,
well,
yeah.
You know, a long time ago, I wrote a piece about the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Mm-hmm.
Because for years, MDA, they promoted. I remembered. I felt so happy because Jerry Lewis got on and he said many years ago, you know, we don't take a dime of government money.
Wow.
And it was great. The very next year, they changed their policy.
Oh.
And both he and Ed McMahon went and lobbied. He went to the House, I think, and Ed went to the Senate. And, you know, these are noble guys, and they're trying to help people, and they don't recognize, or maybe they do think that it's okay, and they're going and trying to forcibly get people's money. The American Cancer Society does it now, the American Heart Association. You look at the YWCA, they're having Hillary Clinton come visit. That's the Young Women's Christian Association.
It destroys them from the inside out.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Real quick, contribute. Sorry, Ron Paul's at the website's at 6.62 million, so just shooting up incredibly.
We'll give you the final numbers tomorrow night and the update on Julia's run for office here in Keene as well. We'll talk to you then. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.